Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. Thank you for tuning in. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us on Monstrous Radio Live on a monstrous Monday, where we do a lot of new things around here, doing a lot of things like promoting a lot of new music. We got a hot interview for you today, and it's all interactive. Don't forget, you can call us up 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 to talk. Or you can comment and link up with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, and Tumblr. Everything is Monster US Radio or DJ E Monster. So, all right, let me check in with my guy that rides out with me on my Monstrous Mondays. This right here should be Joseph Paul. What's good, bro? How you feeling tonight? Hello.
Man, Monstrous, man. We got a great interview tonight, man. Got a Monstrous Radio full of music and man, we kicking it with DJ E Monster. Is there anything wrong with that? You know what I mean?
That's how every Monday should start. You dig? So, all right, man. So, we got this interview with Jeffrey Alvarez. I don't want to give away too much, but tell us a little bit about the dude.
Man, this dude is taking over the internet, man. This is Jeffrey Famous. You can follow him at Jeffrey_Famous in Instagram. You can see all of his videos. He's kind of a comedian. He's got the romance going on with his girls that the world just loves. I swear, anything he has is under
awesome.
Like, I mean, it's not under 60,000 plays. Like, this kid is getting a lot of views on the internet and stuff like that. So, I mean, but I'm gonna just kind of keep it a little silent and let him speak about it. You know what I mean? Because that's what the interview's for. So,
right. So, all right. So you know how we do it, people. You can call us up. At some point, we'll open up the lines, give you the opportunity to ask him a question yourself. Let's see. Yeah, you gotta call us up 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 to talk. But you're more welcome to just tune in and listen if you're on the go. And remember, when we spin the music, the best way to listen to the music is on your speakerphone. Just take it off your speakerphone when you press 1 to talk so we can hear you clearly. You did. So, all right, check it out. This is a guy that's really on a rise, really coming up really, really, really strong, undeniably. So, he has a strong connection here to the Twin Cities, and the weather tonight in the Twin City is cold. That's about it. It's cold. It's a crazy storm out there. We'll talk about it some more. But for right now, check it out. This is some Jay Bree. Let's see. This one right here is When I'm With You, Monstrous Radio Live on a Monday night. Get in.
Fellas want it, but too bad they know I'm on it. I know your heart before was broken, got you mine so I show it. Don't tell me that you're all alone, 'cause I've been waiting for you to get home. So you waiting for me, and I'ma beat it surely. I know you had a door key, I know it's going down when I'm with you.
want you to come get me. I can't help myself when I'm with you. I've been thinking about us, what we gonna do tonight. Ain't worried about nobody, just me and you. Just in the night, you know I'm coming. You got them vickies on, you show it. Got you mine, so I show it. Don't tell me that you're all alone. 'Cause I've been waiting for you to get home. So you waiting for me, and I'ma be there shortly. I know you had a door key. I know it's going down when I'm with you.
Yeah, so that's Jay Bree right here on Monsters Radio Live. So so check it out. So did you get a chance to watch any of the games yesterday, Joseph?
Man, don't get me started, bro. I'm a Vikings fan, so I kind of wanted to see Dallas crush Green Bay, but that didn't happen. But you know what? For Dallas to come back the way they did, and Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, but, I mean, it is what it is, man. I was hoping that when I saw that kick going to the left a little bit, I was like, keep going. But it never did. It just that thing curved, that thing hooked right in the uprights, and I was like, come on. So then I was like, okay, game's over, go Falcons.
Right. All right, so check it out. On that note, saying that, you know what I mean, this guy right here that we're interviewing tonight, kind of a youngin' a little bit. Every time I talk to him, I get this little hint of something like, it is what it is. But he's kind of a youngin', so I'm going to try to hit y'all with a couple of youngin' artists. So check it out. Seeing that he talked about Atlanta, check it out. This is, they call it Braves, B-R-A-Y-V-E. This right here is called Couples Anthem. This right here is a young group out of Atlanta. Check them out right here on Monsters Radio Live. Some of these artists you ain't never, ever heard before, and you've just been plugged.
It's like a breath of fresh air. Nothing really matters but him, me, doing what we want to do our way. No worries about whatever they say. They can try to play like they know what it is, but they don't know what it is.
Call me crazy, but I can't get enough of my baby. He's stuck on me, stuck on me. All my lovers, if you feel me, come on, sing it with me.
Nobody's gonna love me better. Ooh, no need for diamonds and leather.
So if you say bye-bye to the single life, then you can't go without those kisses every single night. And you don't wanna do a thing without him by your side.
You better hold tight, hold tight, hold tight.
This blushing and crushing, and there ain't no limit to what we becoming. All my lovers, if you feel me, come on, sing it with me.
Nobody's gonna love me better.
Every single night, and you don't wanna do a thing without him by your side.
You better hold.
Yeah, so check it out. We're going to keep it moving with some more young artists. Check it out. This is the Mako Girls, Monsters Radio
What's
Live.
What's up? It's Monster the Mako
Monday.
Girls. You are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E Monster.
So I refuse to be basic.
From the bottom to the top, my throne. Fall from the bottom to the top so long. Guess to see the bottom as a flop, they wrong. Saw it as a gym, as a rock, I'm strong. Young okay. But I'm flexing my muscles. Show it, perfecting my hustle. Work till it's hurting, life struggles. Ambition all and that's me.
They gon' try to break you and degrade you. Well, careful they don't steal your joy away. And I might feel the trickery, but I got faith. So much faith, yeah. Step out on the stage and I'm gon' slay. Ooh, you better slay. So I refuse to be basic. That don't shame your way in your face, cause they hate it. By Felicia, I'm confident with me, girl. Don't be basic. They gon' learn today. Go get it, walk that walk, you better slay.
Basic not for everybody, since I'm not just anybody. I go hard for several bodies, family and friends beside me. Got this feeling about me, everything gon' play out right. I'm seeing larger boundaries, and praying on the star tonight. Hitching flights with those hairlines, but it's my time, yep, this my time. Up in these skies like adios, bye. I'ma fly high, turning ready for the ground. And what have you really accomplished today? See you in the essay, what is you about? Ask you now, cause I'm about to slay. Just like an angel that's carried on clouds.
They gon' try to break you and degrade you. Well, careful they don't steal your joy away.
You better preach, girl.
So I refuse to be basic. That don't shame your way in your face, cause they hate it.
By Felicia, I'm confident with me, girl. Don't be
extraordinary future legend in the booth. Yeah. You heard it here first, I said it, embedded in my roots. My mind is my greatest tool. I practice skills to get these deals. Anything else irrelevant, I'm a mental holy field. I snap on this mind like I ain't got no chill. They have like I'm ready for war. This basic is less than amazing. I can't see my place in it and nowhere at all. On my P's and Q's to stay up on par. When I work shit, no listen hard. Looking to sit, but check out the squad. Make a way stop it, so keep up your guard.
They can never break me or degrade me, yeah. Only a fool would try to steal my joy away.
Slay.
So I refuse to be basic. Don't throw shame your way in your face, cause they hate it.
By Felicia, I'm confident with me, girl. Don't be basic. They gon' learn today.
Yeah, so that's the Mako Girls. Right here at Monsters Radio Live. Make sure you add them and hit them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, M-A-K-O Girls. Make sure you let them know DJ E Monster, Monsters Radio, and Joseph Paul sent you. So, all right, Joseph Paul, I believe we got our interview for tonight. Should we go over here and check it out and see what we got going on? Hello.
Hey, Jeffrey.
All right.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, what's good, bro?
What's up? I'm chilling.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We can hear like a computer, or we can hear something in the background. So whatever that is, you'll have to like either go in another room, or you know what I mean, put it on mute or something like that, because we can get the we're getting the feedback from it.
All right.
All right, just let me know when you're ready.
They got a whole interview party going on over there.
That's what's up.
What's up?
All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ah, there we go. Right, Mr. Jeffrey Famous.
What's up, bro? What's up?
Hey, man, how you feeling, wow, man?
I'm feeling good. Feeling great.
That's right. E-Monster, what, you got some questions for him?
Well, go ahead, bro. Bring him in. You dig? I was going.
Man, to that, hey, but, let me introduce this bro. Man. Let me, hey, this is who you have right here, breaking his first internet video, internet sensation, Jeffrey Famous. We got him on the air, live on Monstrous Radio. This man is breaking numbers on any videos. If you want anything to break numbers on, make sure he shares it for you. Contact him. And we got him live on his first internet interview ever. And this is hey, Jeffrey, tell him a little bit about yourself that I haven't already said.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm Jeffrey. I'm from Reading, PA. You know, I just been doing my thing, you know, posting videos, and people just like them a lot. I never thought that like it would get like that, and then it just did. It just came.
Absolutely. And I've been looking up on the videos, and I've been following you since the beginning. And it's like, man, no matter what you post, this man, I consider this man to have AKA, not just Jeffrey Famous, but I consider him the kind of AKA a Midas. Cause it's like everything he touches with a video, it's like a golden touch. So this man is putting out videos, getting 80 million hits and like 60,000. This man got over couple hundred thousand hits dancing around his girl's hospital bed.
Yeah.
I mean, you kissing your girl or you getting you exchanging shoes and birthday gifts. This man gets like 60,000 hits. Like it's unreal. You just keep going, bro. And all we can do is commend you, because we're looking at the younger generation, bro. And it's no matter what you do, no matter how your grind is, no matter how your hustle is, you're doing it. Y'all don't even know you got thousands and thousands of hits and you running off your porch, jumping into a snowbank.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. So how did you get started? Like what was your very first video about?
My very first video, like I started getting into it, was like 2014. It was when the I'm Mad video started. I remember I was just on my porch one time and I just started snapping on that thing. I just started going crazy. And then my friends told me, oh, you should make more videos, come more videos. And then that summer I got a girlfriend and I'm like, I can take advantage of this. Like, it's good. And yeah, I just started going crazy with videos. Like, yeah, but that one video that went crazy, the one in the hospital, I got that idea. Earlier that week, right, I was just chilling, and I seen this video on Facebook about this guy, and his girlfriend was pregnant, and he was bothering her, right? And then my girlfriend, she got sick. Like, she wasn't pregnant, but she got sick, and she was in the hospital. I'm like, yo, I should do something, yo. And that's when I hit the song. That's when I got the song going. I just started dancing, started going crazy. On that video, just started blowing up. It just started going crazy.
Well, I don't think anybody, like, at that point in time, there was a lot of, you know, police departments and other people doing that Running Man challenge, and you were like Running Man challenge on crack. You were like popping around the hospital bed, and you were like dancing around there, like pumping at the hospital bed, and so you could see her arm kind of like swish you away, like, what are you doing? Like that was crazy, yo. And then you know what caught me was when you went to that theme park, bro, and that girl almost started crying when she first met you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to a ride,
you know, chilling, going to a ride, and I see this girl, me and my friend see this girl, she keeps looking at me. And then we just keep walking, and this girl just keeps looking at me. My friend asked her, do you know him? And she just starts going crazy. And yeah.
Yeah, she did. That was like the first fan that like really noticed you outside your actual videos besides like Facebook or Instagram, huh?
Yeah, it was. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you guys too for having me on the show on this. I appreciate it all, yo. Thankful.
No, you're a good person, and what you're doing is you're showing people that there's different routes of doing stuff, you know what I mean? Like people get crazy and they do stupid things, you know what I mean, bro? And what you're doing is you're taking video to a whole nother level, and you're putting a positive aspect on crazy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But when you went in the clothing store, that dude went nuts. Like, man, we got Jeffrey Famous here.
Man
went nuts.
That's my man, yeah.
So is that where you grabbed the Ferragamo belts from?
Yeah. Yeah. Also than that, you know, in my school, I'm only a junior, so I play every sport I can. Like, I'll never like being at home. I play any sport I can, and people just always notice me, yo. I'm just thankful for everything, yo. For real, just thankful.
Oh, absolutely, bro. And now, now you play every sport, and I see that, and like I said, I follow you because I respect you as a younger dude. You know what I mean? And as far as like that, what? If it wasn't videos, what sport would you follow to build a career, build a lifestyle for you?
I think I would go with basketball because I love basketball. I'll just stay with that. But
who was your favorite basketball player?
Can you repeat that?
Who's your favorite basketball player?
You know it's LeBron, man. You know we're gonna go back to back. But right now we're losing right now, but it's not gonna be the same in the finals.
Right. A lot of people are putting in LeBron. You said football too. Who would be your Who would be a football player you'd look up to?
Odell. You know, I got the blonde twisties. You know.
And by that hospital bed video, you already got your touchdown dance.
But the other video I posted, I know you've seen that, has like 74 million views. I don't know, that just started going crazy. Like you said, like I just post anything, that just went crazy. I don't know how.
Right, crazy. You just gotta like explain to people though. Like you remember when you and I were having a conversation, and like if someone wants to get in this, explain to them like what not to do, because you can get in trouble and get sanctioned for like putting videos on.
Oh
can't
yeah,
you?
Like I told you when you hit me up that one day, I told you that I just got my account back because I got hit with a copyright claim that I posted a video that was not mine. You cannot do that. I will not do that ever again. Like if I post a video that's not mine, I'm gonna ask the person now because now I know. Because if I post wrong that again, my video will get deleted. I'll be mad.
So make sure. So you're saying make sure the videos are not copyrighted before you post them.
Yeah.
Because you can actually get fined for that, can't you?
Yeah, you could get. I got.
Yeah.
I got fined and I had to pay it, and I got my account back. Thank God for that.
Well, yeah, because now we have the opportunity to have you on Monsters Radio. Like we're trying to break the internet with this. We're trying to get 80 million views on this interview.
We're gonna keep getting bigger, us together. You know, me and you guys, we're gonna keep getting bigger and bigger. I promise you guys, we will.
And you already know that I sponsor you with the Joseph Paul clothing, so I got you.
Yeah, I can't wait for tomorrow. That when that comes in, I'm taking a picture with it, posting it on my Instagram, Facebook, you know, anything, bro. I got you. You got me.
And we got. Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, he's got to get you some Monsters Radio t-shirts, too.
All right. Just send that. You know, you already know. Just send that. I got you guys. You got me.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
You're going to love these new glow. You're going to love these new glow in the dark. You're going to love these.
You're doing the dark. All right. I got you.
Yeah.
But, and like, so how long have you and your girl been together?
We've been together for a year and 6 months.
Man, on Facebook, it seems like 12 years.
I'll be with her every day, but yeah, it's a year and 6 months. I love her a lot, yo. She's a really good girl. She's smart. I love her a lot. Her family's great. You know, it's everything but good vibes around here.
Well, that's good. That's good because I mean, like everybody, I think you're actually like the modern day like couple. You know how people like put a stencil around a couple, like the way people play. Like all you're doing is giving shoes between each other, bro, and you get like 25,000 plays on it. I'm like this man gets a pair of Jordans, and just because Jeffrey Famous touches a pair of Jordans, this man gets 25,000 plays. I'm like, damn, this dude is going crazy. But you know what I mean? Like I said, though, we respect you at Monsters Radio because, like, the things you're doing, and there's a lot of stupid stuff going out there and a lot of, you know, racism and gangbanging and violence and domestic violence and, you know, and stuff like that. And you kind of put the standard on it, like, you're a young guy and you treat a girl with respect and you give your respect to her, and it kind of, it puts it out there to let younger people know that, you know, you don't have to follow what's going on in life. You can break the cycle and you can bring like love into a situation. You know what I mean? No matter how old you are.
Like all the kids my age, I feel like some of them, like they just like going around with a lot of girls. Like I'm not like feeling that. Like I just like one girl, like less problems. You know that she likes you a lot. That's just better. One girl is good enough, man.
Yeah, but you do get on her nerves a lot, huh? She's like your partner in crime.
My own mom tells me, hey, how do you deal with Jeffrey, yo? Like, this kid is crazy. I don't know what he's doing.
That's crazy, yo. That's so crazy. So let me ask you a question. Like, what kind of music do you listen to?
I like Future, like rap, yeah. Like I like.
You like a lot of rap.
Like Future, Drake. You know, I don't like Meek Mill because you know Drake and Meek beef. So I don't like Meek Mill at all. Nah, my man.
I'm gonna have to say on top of that, bro. Drake bodied him, and he already said you got body. He said you got a body by an R&B singer.
Yeah, you did.
Absolutely. That's crazy. So is there anything else you want to tell us about what's coming up? Or, I mean, do you have any crazy ideas? Like, how do you come up with your ideas for the videos? Do you see something or do you just kind of creatively think about it?
All right, it's like at night, like when I get bored, like I'm just on Facebook, like scrolling down my thing. Like I see stuff like, oh, this is nice. Like I try to like make it like different than that. Like it's nice, but I like to make it better than what like the video was. Like, but sometimes I create my own ideas. Like, I like to do sweet things, you know. Basically.
That's dope. And I see you like Jordans.
Yeah, I do. my mom, she buys me all the Jordans.
Oh, so your mom spoils you, huh?
Yeah, that's my mom. She's a hardworking woman, yo. You know, every day she works hard for me and my brothers and sisters, and she just she's all for us. And my dad
That's
too.
Dope. Yeah. That's dope. And your parents are together?
Yeah, both of them.
That's dope. See, that's not, we don't normally see that. So that's, I mean, maybe that's part of the product of you, you know what I mean? Being able to have a stable life, being able to, you know, think about other things and not have to think about stressful situations in your life. You have your mom and your dad in your life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. And you're all about family.
Yeah, I'm always, like, when I'm not home, I'm at my sports or at my girlfriend's house. So, like, when I'm here, we just spend time, all positive vibes.
That's awesome. That's really good to hear, especially from young kids, because most young kids nowadays, they're like, man, I don't want to be at home. Like, I don't want to be by my mom. I don't want to be by my dad. And it's like, we gotta value. You know why your mom's giving you all those Jordans, right? Because she knows once you pop that famous check, she's getting a Bugatti. You know that, right? She's like, I'll buy him all the. She's like, I'll buy him all the Jordans. I'll buy him all the LeBrons, but I better get that Bugatti in the driveway when he pops that famous check.
You wow. Yo, but I want to say thank you to you guys, yo, for real. This is a great opportunity. Thank you so much, yo, for real. I can't thank you guys enough.
Oh, absolutely. No, don't even worry about it, bro. We're gonna work in the future. We're gonna keep contacting each other. We're gonna stay networking, bro. We're gonna definitely do that.
Yeah, we're gonna keep getting bigger together.
So, hey, bro. Sorry, I got a question for you. So you know, what are some of your plans for the future? You know, I mean, obviously, you know how to present things to put out things that people want to see. Do you have like any inspiration to go like to college to start, you know, writing maybe movies or TV series, things like that?
Yeah, I would if I go for sports, like I would like to study to be a cop. Like I want to be a cop, but I also want to be an actor. So I just gotta next year I'm gonna be a senior, so I gotta like bite things down to like what I really want to do. But now I'm just like I don't know yet, but I do I know a couple things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
now, you usually don't hear young people nowadays saying, you know, that they want to go into law enforcement. You know, what draws you to that? You know, monster salute to you on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So what made you want to go into law enforcement?
Wait, can you repeat that?
What made you want to go into law enforcement?
Oh. I don't even know. I guess I just want to be a cop, like protecting people. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, okay, that's cool, bro. Hey, like I said, monster salute to you for that. You know, because a lot of people complain about things. It's good to see a guy say, "I'm gonna go join the thing and make a change myself." You know what I mean? So you want to do some shout outs or some things like that, or you know, anything else you want to put out to the people and make sure that they know how to connect with you, something like that?
Yeah, I would like to give a shout out to my whole family. I love you guys, my girlfriend's family, my school, Reading, PA, the Bronx, everywhere. And you could, anyone could just hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. You know, I'll write back to anybody. You know, if you need help or something, you can just share. Just let me know. You know, I was just like helping people out. And yeah. And I also want to give a shout out to, I also want to give a shout out to you guys. Thank you guys so much for letting me on the show. And we're going to keep growing. Thank you so much.
And how can people follow you?
Can I hear you?
I was going to say, how can people follow you?
Oh, like what you mean? Like, on my Facebook? Like, you could just...
Yep.
Yeah, Jeffrey Alvarez, you guys could just follow me, message me, anything. I'll write back, I'll add you, anything.
Absolutely. Well, Monster, you got anything you want to say?
Nothing other than, you know, thanks for taking the time, you know what I mean, to tune in. I love that, you know, you've been sharing the links and everything. I mean, you're doing it like a superstar already, bro. You're doing it like a superstar already.
Thank you so much.
I'm just saying. Yeah, so, you know, just keep us updated on what you got going on. You got full Monster support. And just stay close, you dig?
Yeah, I'm going to stay really close with you guys. We're going to keep getting bigger together.
Okay.
Absolutely. Much love, Jeffrey.
All right, thank you so much.
Yep.
All right. All right, so that's a great interview. So, all right, let's go ahead and break it up with a song, and then we'll come right back right after this. So this one is not something new, but I know this is something y'all want to hear right about now, seeing that they talked about Drake's future. Let's go ahead and get it.
Halloween. Taliban. Taliban. Yeah. Jumpman, them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher, ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard, ooh. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand, oh, like, ooh. Lobster and
chicken finger, fresh fry for them hoes that wanna dance. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. You searching for answers, I do not know nothing, woo. I see him tweaking, ain't no something's coming, woo. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something, woo. Jumpin', 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 fuck what you expecting, woo. Shout out Michael Jordan, just said text me, woo.
Jumpin', 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 jumpin'. I just seen the jet take out, they up to something. Them boys just not bluffing, them boys just not bluffing. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. She was trying to join the team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. No boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo. I just throw the private dinner in the LA. Trapping is a hobby, that's the way for me. Money coming fast, we never get a sleep. I just had to buy another set. Bentley, Spurs, and Phantom, Jordan, fade away.
Yeah, jumpin', jumpin', I don't need no introduction. Jumpin', jumpin', Metro boomin' on production, wow. 100 cousins out in Memphis, they so country, wow. Tell her stay the night, valet your car, come fuck me now. Jumpin', jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', ooh. Jumpin', jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the bitches, you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard it came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild when your chain flooded. And I had them like, wow, cup dudded. Dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard, woo. Way too much codeine in that aura. We just count those big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my bitch back, whoa. Count all these racks that they have on me now, I'ma have you like what? Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something.
Monstrous Radio Live. Monstrous Mondays. Sorry, Joseph Paul. Man, that was a nice interview, bro. It really went down on that one.
Man, he's a good kid, man. He's got a really good head on his shoulders, and I wish him nothing but the best. He threw me off the left field with the cop thing, though, just because of young people. I mean, they look at law enforcement, like you said, and for him wanting to help people and just, he seemed like a very caring person.
Mm-hmm. He seems well-rounded, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying people are only limited too, but I think it has a good thing to do with, you know, him having both his parents, you know what I mean? His mom and dad ain't finna sit back and watch him mistreat a lady or some other things like that, you know what I mean? So I think he's going to be geared in the right direction. I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all right, so
so how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty monstrous, you dig? I got some more stuff to do after the show. I got a lot of things going on, a lot of things to set up. I got X Squad DJ stuff. I got my music plug stuff. I got Feng Shui the Kid, his album, just his mixtape just dropped here. Sin, I got some new music. Rob the Billionaire, he got new music coming. So I'm pretty busy over here, bro. I still got to staying with this, the cruise going, coming up, going to Jamaica. I still got the trip to Canada coming up. I'm still promoting the magazines I'm in. You can find all these things that I'm talking about at monsterusradio.com. Check out all the links in the flyers, and you'll get connected with all the things I'm talking about. But, you know, whew. And then getting ready for all these other interviews that you done got booked. Oh, man, you done got a lot of great interviews. Tell us about some of the other people you got coming up here on a Monstrous Monday radio with Aurora.
Hey, man, first of all, I want to say Radio with Aurora like times 12 on steroids, because if anybody wants to know why I'm always like just appreciative and the opportunity that I got from Monster Radio, did you just hear that, man? Did you just hear what he's got going on? I feel like I had to say a partridge in a pear tree after everything he just said. Like, that man's got everything going on. That man is doing it. You know what I mean? So I just want to give a big shout out to DJ E-Monster, man, for giving me this opportunity, man, because this year I feel blessed, man, with the clothing line and the music that I got going. I just want to say to you, Monster, man, I appreciate the opportunity you gave me to be your co-host, bro, because you could have picked anybody.
Hey, one love, bro, because, hey, here's one thing, like, I don't think a lot of people understand it. Some artists think it's just limited to their area. A lot of big people, whether you're looking for a label or you're just trying to be an indie, you dig? I'm talking about investors, big people. They look at certain situations in certain areas. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Twin Cities area, the artists here were tagged for not supporting each other. I've always told everybody, not only do I put on for my city, I put my city on. You dig? So us as a city, we all should really be networking because we have our own scene. We have our own thing. We have everything here. It's so diverse. We have our own market. Our fans are real eager to come out to events as long as they feel safe, buy shirts, buy CDs. Pay their admission at the door to show that they support you. It's really a hot spot, you dig? Sometimes we had our bumps, but it's starting to get back to that mecca that it was before, you dig? And you're a guy I've seen out here doing things monstrously, you know what I mean? So all I can do is connect everything and show the rest of the world this is how we do it. And this is entertainment, bruh, for real. This is entertainment. I'm tired of talking to people on the line and be, well... This is what's going on. Be like, come on, man. Turn up a little bit. It'll make me feel like it's Harlem Night. I'm going to shoot off your pinky toe and hit you with a garbage can. You dig? I'm just saying. Like,
keep it real. That's all I would say. When you keep it monstrous, that's like all in one. We keep it real. We don't put Bugattis on the front CD covers of our track if we're getting off the bus with a transfer. I just want to put that out there. You cannot get a fair. You cannot go to a corner store, grab an icy, a gyro from the deli kitchen, and a Ferragamo belt and expect that belt to be real. Come on, get with the program. You can't. You can't have a fake chain on. You can't have a fake chain on from a corner store and expect to have a 24 karat career. Come on, get with it. Like,
wow.
This is.
I'm gonna say one thing. Hey, y'all need to retire them WWF belts y'all be wearing to the club. We know you ain't no boxing champion. You ordered that online. We know that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we know that. Come on. And you say you got all this money and you got all that, but you're trying to buy studio time with an EBT card. Come on. He said straight up, can I get $250 a studio time for $500 in food stamps? No, hey, I'll let you know. Hold on, I'll stop. Okay, this is what we got going on. This is a monstrous year, and you're tuning in to Monstrous Radio. Come on. That's the way we go. The two-headed monster is on. We got Carnage the Executioner coming up next week. Carnage the Executioner, not only a pioneer to Minneapolis rap, he's also a pioneer to the original beatboxers of the hip-hop scene. That's how we get it in. So we got Desdemona coming up. We got C4 coming up. We got Mac Earth coming up. We got Dima Cash coming up. We've got all these interviews that are coming up that are going to light up the screen. We got all these interviews. We got Mr. Understood, Mr. Belair himself, Ricky Passel. We got him for an interview. We've got so many interviews coming up that you would think we should be on a red carpet walking somewhere. We got so many things that are happening right now. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. You hear my Potbelly pigs right now, they're going nuts. They're like, man, you got him? You got him? Like, you hear him. They're like, they're like, they're confirming it for me. We got so much going on this year. It's unreal. We got stuff that's still going. Oh, we got Mastermind. He's the St. Paul, Minnesota pioneer to hip hop. Alongside, and we're going for it, and we're stretching it out there. But we're gonna try to get St. Paul Slim too. You tell me no, and I tell you go. So I mean, you don't come up to me and be like, well, you can't get so and so, and you can't get so and so, because a lot of people were doubting me about Desdemona. But what did I do? I got Desdemona. You know what I mean? I feel a tad bit beneficial to E-Monsters Radio. So hey, you know what I mean? I'm trying to do what I can.
Right. All right. Check it out. In love. In fact, coming up next week. So check out Congress the Executioner right here on Monsters Radio Live on a Monstrous Monday. Y'all stay close. We doing it big around here. This right here is the Minnesota Mean Movement. Minnesota Mean off his 2016 album. Let's check it out.
I wanna be heard, but hopefully I won't have to conform just to make you notice me. Earn the respect I got since the older teens. Why Minnesota nice? Minnesota mean. No passive aggression approaching me. Confidence over self-degradation growing deep. Repel status quo and lead when you know the scene. To hell with Minnesota nice, Minnesota mean. In about 4 seconds, a born elsewhere Minnesotan will begin to speak. Roughly 15 years ago, before I was a full-time dope verser, I was having lunch with a co-worker. She asked if I was born in this snowy wallow inn. Told her I was blown here by that Chicago wind. Said she had been here for just over 4 years from Chicago too, and assumed I wasn't born here. When she saw a conflict between another employee as the subtle aggressor and I as the troubled aggressor, she said my confrontational bolder traits evoke opposition to the nice Minnesota fake approach. I told her, even if considered in ruder taste, if I ever have something to say, I'ma say it to your face. But damn, this revelation was quite astonishing. That's when I learned Minnesota nice ain't always a compliment. This accomplishment meant knowledge would not prevent calling it how I see it as a means of compassionate.
I wanna be heard, but hopefully I can speak my mind and it makes you notice me. Earn the respect I got since the older teens. Not Minnesota nice, Minnesota mean. No passive aggression approaching me. Confidence over self-degradation growing deep. Repel status quo and lead when you know the scene. You claim Minnesota nice, I'm Minnesota mean. In about 4 seconds, an extremely direct Minnesotan will begin to speak. When you hear me speak about being mean in your dick, see it is less about anger, more about being direct. Not compared to hardened cars flicking me off as you sped by, to make it sure we never met eyes when at a red light. No advocate of habit and opinion and sugarcoating it. No showing a stoic approach that is emotionless. Strangers are a surface warm to you in this cold state. Why do some professional males of color relocate? Searching for where they treat brothers great. Can't love a place where you're often suddenly reminded you're from the other race. I'm proud of eloquence, articulate and sound intelligent, but how white Minnesotans pointed out? Grounds for questioning. Rocking my state's better than yours, lanyards. Snobs with liberal, best place to be born standards. Greatest of places for raising your babies and baby then. More amazing when you're Caucasian and Scandinavian.
I wanna be heard, but hopefully my tell it like it is method makes you notice me. Earn the respect I got since the older teens. Never Minnesota nice, Minnesota mean. No passive aggression approaching deep. Confidence over self-degradation growing deep. Repel status quo and lead when you know the scene. Y'all are Minnesota nice, I'm Minnesota mean.
In about 4 seconds, a keenly observant Minnesotan will begin to speak. I live where there's a biker flood. Got one but don't ride it much. Can't afford to shop at the Wedge. Hair not a hipster, nicer cut. They got all my music, I know it's surprising, but they don't play me much on the local current, so why give up? My sound is loud in your face. Maybe they don't like the rough. Green living ain't quite my stuff. Maybe my jeans ain't tight enough. Maybe I'm not handsome, I ain't trying to grind in drugs. Maybe it's cause I don't have that skin to this lighter luck. But a lack of talent is not the reason I ain't large. Discount my experience, say I'm pulling a race card. Clung to where oddly equal, as a support and gay marriage, but secretly hating mongers.
Mexican Somali people. I barely have fans here. Why change the fitted duty of whiny riddles or EDM to try make them listen to me? Don't be a passive chump when you know you're right. Throw a fist and middle finger. Minnesota nice.
Yeah, so don't forget about tomorrow on Takeover Tuesday. We got Pierre Cool P. Douglas. He's a comedian out of the Twin Cities. We're interviewing him tomorrow. So, all right, we're going to open up the lines again right after this. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 to talk with DJ E-Monster and Joseph Paul. So check it out from the Twin Cities. They say we don't got no hip-hop. Yeah, okay, you just heard that. Now check this one out, Deuce G and DaVinny Red. Ooh, we not ooh, we music. Hip hop music.
Let's take this time to pay the proper respect.
The proper respect
to hip hop.
Uh-huh.
Cause you know, without her, we would never know people like
who?
Nas,
Swiss Beat,
David Banner,
LL Cool J,
Big Daddy Kane,
Slick Rich,
KRS-One,
Talib Kweli,
Fab Five Freddy,
Queen Latifah,
Funkmaster Flex,
Afrika Bambaataa,
T.I.,
UGK,
Run DMC,
Jam Master Jay,
Grandmaster Flash,
Ludacris,
Swish the House,
B.I.G.,
Tupac,
E-40, N.W.A.,
Curtis Blow,
Dougie Fresh,
Russell Simmons,
Outkast,
Timberland,
MC Light,
Hip-Hop,
Let
it go.
Yeah. There you go.
You've been with me since I was a kid.
Yes, sir.
Got me through the struggles of the life I live.
Thank you.
Working on my craft, trying to perfect it quick.
Okay.
Cause
okay.
Keep on evolving, no time for me to sit.
Yeah.
And watch you pass me up,
through
you so much I see.
I swear.
So I gotta give it all I got and tell it to speak so verbally.
Yeah.
And I gotta pay homage to what made MCs what they are today. Foundations set by the best and knowledge the fact that they paved the way.
Yeah.
No holding back,
no holding.
Gotta give it all I got.
Cause
I feel like I'm tested a lot. So it's all righteous, so the words that I'm high. I focus on one thing, my niggas are tired. Determined to speak them in words like a fire. Get mad, I'm killing your brain, I'm killing the game. The fact that I'm living hip hop. Perfection is the only thing you hear from me. Methodically speaking, it's never the issue whenever you mention your gene.
I swear,
you gotta break because you're holding my steps to the fact that you can't help but see.
Yeah, right.
H-I-P,
yeah.
H-O-P,
yeah.
H-I-P,
H-I-P,
H-O-P. That's all you hear soon as I step in your vicinity.
Yeah.
H-I-P, H-O-P. That's in my blood, so I'ma say it. I do this for
him.
Hi.
I got my new
hip
away from him.
Hi. Him. Hip, that I do this for
hip,
hop, hip, hop, hip, hop,
hip,
hop,
hip, hop.
Glad to be in some acquaintance, wanted more than being famous. Man, first sight, more than just entertainment. Took you all across the world, cause you gave me the world. Right in the list of my hands, so I know that you care. Not just for money or the fame, or bragging right to this game. Just for you, I say the same. No need for me making a change, cause the truth is the truth and the truth I remain. Hip hop, that's simple and plain.
M-Town.
What's up? Catch me with my thumbs up.
No.
Press it for the minute back in that Memphis, right where I come from. From your chicken bed, we gon' come up. But it's hip hop with no pit stop. That overtime, cause I'm grinding. Hands on, don't need props. Two hands on, don't need clocks. This time around, it's different. I'ma show you just how we rock. Soon as me and you see, get it in. No dipping in. Realizing what you do for me, we idolizing on the fact that we make history. Realizing what's this new.
H-I-P, H-O-P. That's all
y'all.
You hear soon as I step in your vicinity.
H-I-P,
H-O-P. That's in my blood, so I'ma say it. I do this for
hip hop,
hip hop,
hip
hop,
hip
hop, hip. That I do this for
hip.
A lot of people been taking advantage of it. This guy,
I swear,
wasn't the means of what you stand for. With violence,
man.
Same people
man.
Up here spitting about killing and robbing. Has never lived that life. But that's the only way it started, right?
It looks like.
Now picture this. We gotta face facts.
Yeah.
Without the love of hip hop, your words don't mean jack.
I
mean, it never would be a dream. If big never rap, if I would never have all eyes on him by killing every track. And yes, I keep that country grammar. Be on that Nelly shit. Underlay, underlay, EI. Man, I will bang it quick. I used to be like Crazy Leg, wildin' out on that breaking shit. Pop locking out here, serious on that battle tip. I'm touching on everything that influenced me. Just do it all, I continue my creativity. So right now and forever, I'ma stay true to me.
H-I-P,
H-O-P,
H-I-P,
H-O-P,
H-I-P,
H-O-P,
as soon as I step in your vicinity.
I feel like everybody got a little hip hop in them somewhere.
That's in my blood, so I'ma say it.
But
I got
it
for hip hop.
You got
it,
Terry.
Juice G, Twin Cities Music. So, all right, Monstrous Radio Live, Monstrous Monday. So, all right, don't forget, if you missed any of the information that Jeffrey Famous gave you, remember, you can always listen to the show 24 hours a day, 365. As soon as the show goes off, all you got to do is push the show links. You dig? All we ask is you like, comment, and share, and let people know how to connect with us on social media. And if you're listening on your computer right now, don't forget you can push follow and you'll get all the updates on when the Monstrous Radio Monstrous Radio Live show is coming on, and when all the links are loaded. So I Joseph Paul, so go ahead, bro, give us a quick rundown of what's the weather like here in the Twin Cities, if you want to.
It's cold. No, I'm just saying. No, right now it's kind of crazy out right now. Like I was at the furniture store earlier today, man, and it wasn't too far before getting on the radio, and man, it's like ice rain right now. So it's like landed on the ground, it's like completely freezing. Like people are going like 20 miles an hour on the freeway, and parking lots are all iced up and everything. I say be careful out there. Like if you're out there driving, or you're out, you know, whatever you're doing, or if you have to go somewhere, make sure you be careful, man, because Minnesota's crazy. Like Mother Nature is bipolar for Minnesota. Like there ain't no way I could explain it.
Right, it is definitely like an X level is hard out here. You know what I mean? It could be warm one day, and the next day be stay inside. Cause it's
right.
Yeah.
One day it's iced tea, and the next day it's hot chocolate.
Right.
Oh man.
So all right, bro. So there's a lot of things going on today, and you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead right now and take a moment of silence for the man's birthday today, Martin Luther King. Let's just go ahead and do that right quick. A moment of silence. Thank you for everybody that participated in that right there. Much homage, much love going out to that man, who always fought for peace. No matter what, you know what I mean? Always fought for peace. So there was a lot of activities going on, like in the Twin Cities. Tamara Moore, she had a basketball camp that went on for the kids. That was great. I seen the turnout on that. She did a live thing. It was really nice over there. I'm glad to see people doing that. There's a lot of things going on in the communities everywhere, whether it just be artists or other people in entertainment. And they're all starting to give back. You know what I mean? I'm starting to see that love. Everybody was trying to say, oh, this generation is lost and all that. And I'm starting to see a lot of the youth, you know what I mean, taking charge and standing up. I even seen somebody say today on social media, and I was so proud to hear, was a young lady. She was like, my movement is the movement of Black Lives Matters and all these other things and these movements right now. So we have to take it amongst ourselves to represent, to say, you know what I mean, everybody matters and everybody this and you know what I mean. So I'm really proud at 2017. I'm glad to be saying that we're doing a thing called Music Revolution right here on Monstrous Radio, that, you know, we're going to give back and start doing the lyrics. We're going to start filtering out all the racial type things and all the negativity that's gearing people towards the wrong way. I'm not saying we're not going to play the turn up, but we're not going to play those turn ups. You know what I mean? And it's going to get back to the art form, because a lot of people saying what they love is lost. You know what I mean? So I don't mind playing. And matter of fact, I love playing old school music. You know what I mean? To keep those people relevant, the artists that I love, the artists that inspire me to be who I am today through their music. You know what I mean? But I still think we need to broadcast those new artists today, because that's what we need to stimulate. Because if we want tomorrow's future to be good and bright, we need to do our contribution in music and make sure the right music is represented. So, you know, that's what our whole music revolution thing is going to be about, whether it be the revolution hip hop, revolution R&B. But that's what it's going to stand for. You know what I mean? Getting back to that connection where it's not about the artist. It's about the connection to the artist. That's what's lost. Artists, man, I got this, I got that. And I don't care about that. You know what I mean? I'm not knocking that at all. I probably got a song like that that I wrote at some time. You know what I mean? I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying we're going to glorify a little bit of something else now. A little bit of something else. A little more content. So my bad. I didn't mean to go preaching on y'all. Church. But it is what it is. You know what I mean?
I was waiting for the collection plate. I was looking to the side, to the left, to the right. I was waiting for the collection plate. I had a $5 bill out. I didn't know what was going on. Man, for real, like what was going, monster? Like what's good with you, bro? Man,
I'm inspired for this year, bro. For real. You know what I mean? I'm not doing
man,
all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just focusing straight ahead. And I'm just going with a rah.
Yeah, we were talking about that, though. Remember that? We had a phone conversation. You know what I mean? Not on the air, but we had a phone conversation, and it was about where did hip-hop go? You know what I mean? Where did the content of hip-hop go? And all these people think they got to cuss and gang bang and do all that. And it's like, you know what? Music is a beautiful woman. And you have to treat her with respect and don't abuse her. You know what I mean? Music is the most talked language in the world. And we really gotta say something that's meaningful because it is very influential. That's the way I look at it. Like Pac. Everybody thought Pac was like a gangster rapper. He wasn't a gangster rapper. He rapped about life. It just happened to be that was the surrounding around him, but he never glorified the things that he talked about. He always talked about getting out and doing something positive for his people.
Right. I think the only thing that, only thing that made him kind of, you know what I mean, go more towards the other stuff with the Thug Life was, you know, once the incident happened. But, you know what I mean, even after that, you know, towards the end, you know, he was starting, you know, come back towards his original base. You know what I mean, where he made, like, you know what I mean, those songs about sticking together as a people, and I mean everybody, you know what I mean? Just everybody, the poor, everybody sticking together, things like that. So, you know, I think just some people get caught up in, you know, the whole Biggie, they try to glorify that, the fight that he had, you know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong, it upset him, and he let the world know, it upset him. But outside of that, you know what I mean, he brought a lot of music that people could connect to, whether you're a man or a woman. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of things that, you know, and I think that's how the guidance should be. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of
Absolutely.
Some of the great songs that he had, some ones that inspired me when he talked about being in love and heartbreak and all those things. What was it? Things We Do for Love, Fools for Love or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. But so many great songs, you know what I mean, that helped me woosah and understand some things that I'm going through. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
You know, those are the type of the things that should be up on the forefront. And we want to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, a lot of people ask me, like, oh, what's your favorite Pac song? Because Pac is one of the most influential rappers of all time. And they always like, hey, JP, Joseph Paul, what's your favorite Pac song? And then they kind of, like, sit back when I tell them. But to me, my favorite Pac song is How Long Will They Mourn Me? Thug Life.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because he was on a heartfelt mission to let everybody know that when Kato left him, he was heartbroken. And everybody seen his gangster exterior, you know what I mean? But even gangsters cry, you know what I mean? And that's what he was trying to show the world. Like, no matter what you are, you still feel emotions, and you shouldn't feel closed up to show those emotions. And that's why How Long Will You Mourn Me is like my favorite. It's my favorite song of all time, like from him.
Mm-hmm. See, man, now you're going to make me go through here and look for me some Tupac right quick. See if I can put some pots up in here. You did. I'm pretty sure I got some in here somewhere. But let me go ahead and slap some more music out here right quick. Matter of fact, this right here is to a dude right now who's out there blasting the show links on social media. He goes by the name of Flex Capone. Big shout out to you, bro. So let me go ahead and slap one of your tracks on right quick. Let me see. This right here is the one I like. This one's called Blow Your Mind. Monstrous Radio Live. Monstrous Mondays. Flex Capone. That's Flex Capone, FlexxKatone on Twitter. Get it?
I pulled up in that S550, yeah. Shorty said she wanna roll, so let's get it, yeah. That a strip doing that, it running through the lights. Ain't no question, baby, this what we gon' do tonight. We gon' hit Bellagio, throw a couple dice. Girl, I spend it high, get it, I don't check the price. I see you in tight, so I know the time's right. You a star, I'ma let you get your limelight. You say that you ain't never seen the sunrise. From a presidential suite all up in the sky. It's pretty, baby, and I know you worth it, baby. The way you work it, baby, you know that it's working, baby. You're saying that you want cloud nine. Ain't never coming down, cause you know I blow your mind like I'm too real to be playing any games. So when you fuck with me, girl, you will never be the same. No, no. Girl, I like your face. So focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shout it, what it's gonna take. You're so goddamn fine. That's why all these girls hate, yeah. Cause ain't nobody do it like you. No. Can't nobody do it like you.
Do it like that, drop it low to the floor, do a trick, throw it back. Acrobatic with it, doing splits like you working out. Now let me show you how we do it in the dirty south. First off, take them clothes off ASAP. When I come around, shut it down, tell you take that. Got me reaching for that dome like a headlock. Feeling like a Flintstone, make your bed rock. Keep them ass cocked, going in, breaststroke. Make you call me Biggie when I hit you with the death stroke. No joke, I'ma put it down, what's the best stroke? My stroke, tongue out, down your throat. Nothing else to do, you climaxed, I'm through. 1, 2, 2. Let me break it down for your boo, come through. And anytime you with it, I can make time. And show me what that mouth do, call that FaceTime.
Girl, I love your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shout it, what it's gonna take. You so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody, I said can't nobody do it like you.
My bag. I'm over here grooving and stuff, over here two-stepping by myself. It is what it is. All right,
you
Monster Radio Live on Monstrous Monday. It is what it is.
Hey, Flex bang, though. Flex has got those tracks, though.
Hey, I'm telling y'all, his mixtape, Already Major, it's Already Major. I'm telling you, bro, he got some bangers on there. He got this track with Patti LaBelle. A whole bunch of wangers, and he's basically giving it away. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. I'm like, no. He's like, oh. So it is what it is. So make sure y'all check that Colossus Music Group. Definitely in the building. Big shout out to Dylan. But yeah, that dude's family to me. It is, for real, for real. When I met him and he had to leave, I was like, oh, bro, come on, man. Let's all piece up some money or something. But no, he had things he had to do. He said it wasn't about that. You know what I mean? He just had to do what he had to do. So big shout out to, like I said again, Colossal Music Group, Dylan, Flex Capone, everybody over there in their camp. So that's what's up. As a matter of fact, there's some things going. Look, there's some things. What the hell was that? It's cold out.
Everybody pray for Monster. Everybody pray for Monster.
Right. Don't judge me. Pray for me. So this is my dilemma. I don't know what I should do. I don't know how I should do it. So, hey, I got offered to do a mixtape. You know what I mean? That's about to go out. They got a series. Their series are starting to get a lot of great numbers. So the last one that they did, they said in a couple of weeks, it's got like over 1,000 downloads plus many more since then. But they want me to host a mixtape. You dig? Something that's coming out. It's going to be on Spinrilla, mixtapes.com, all those type of things. And they want me to present the hot artists that I know. You dig? So I don't know what I should do. I wonder if I should package it up and get ready to take it to South by Southwest. I don't know. People are saying I should charge slots for people to be on it, so you know that people are serious to make sure that they help promote it. But I don't know what I should do about it. But definitely it's going to be something hot. It's going to be something I can't get into too much of it because y'all know how people are do it. We can't say too much because I'm going to copy you real quick. So, I'm so just I don't even know even what to say no more. Do you think that's what people should do when they do mixtapes? Should they charge for slots? Because there's sometimes, you know, I've seen people put out free mixtapes and some people kind of ridicule them for doing free mixtapes. And I've seen sometimes people say that they charge slots and people just went crazy on submitting to it. You know what I mean? You know, to me, it's not really about the money. It's just more about building a budget to help promote it. You know what I mean? If I got a budget, if I can buy 1,000 CDs and I can send everybody, you know what I mean, 100 CDs or something like that, you know what I mean, that can work. But if I got to spend for it all out of the budget, that may not happen. We might have a bunch of downloads. You dig? So, I don't know. I mean, what do you think as another artist? How do you feel about it? Because that's a good topic. How do you feel about paying for slots to be on mixtapes?
Well, that's just like how I feel about paying for slots on shows, you know what I mean? Like, I understand where they're coming from, though, because artists have a lot of money and a lot of time invested in CDs, and depending on who they have featured on the CD, you're going to get a wide amount of listeners, more than what you have on your following. So if you have to pay for a slot, I don't see a problem with it because I charge for features. So, I mean, I do what I do, but I'm a professional. So, I mean, I should get paid for my craft. So that's the way I feel about it.
Right. Okay. And those of you out there, you can let us know. Just send us an email at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Let us know how you feel about it or comment on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus or Tumblr pages, and we'll definitely comment about what you're talking about throughout the rest of the week. Make sure you stay tuned. Some things are still changing around here. We might be bumping down to like one show still. Who knows? Make sure you hit us up. Let us know how you feel about it, because last time, man, they went crazy. I put out, are we going down to one show? People was like, what? No. So, all right, let us know how you feel about it. We're trying to get our numbers up. Numbers are definitely rising. So, again, hit us up with all your questions, concerns, or comments on the show at monsterusradio@gmail.com. So, so we still got a little bit of time left, but, you know what I mean? I think I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here, bro. I got some things to do. Looks like the weather is real nasty. I don't know how I'm going to cut through all this. But all right, you got some shout-outs you want to do before we get up out of here?
Man, I first like to give a shout out to you, bro, for keeping it real, keeping a great radio station, bro, keeping it 100. And I'd like to give a shout out to especially Jeffrey Alvarez, man, for coming on and working with the Monsters team. You know what I mean? Doing what he does best, and he's got great things going on. And you can catch me. You can find me on Facebook at Joseph FOCHT. You can follow me at Joseph Paul Music on Instagram. I got a show at the Poorhouse this Sunday, January 22nd. You can grab tickets through me, so follow me, inbox me. My response time is within 3 seconds, but shout out to my wife, shout out to my son, and shout out to everybody that's hustling out there. Get it. Come on.
That's what's up. I'm telling y'all, you want to go to this show Sunday to watch this man get it in. I'm telling y'all, I've never been disappointed every time I've seen his performances. Make sure you get that VIP. They got food. Yeah, I said it. They got food. Great entertainment. And you get to meet both of us in one spot. Take a picture. I'm just saying, I hope they don't ban me from taking my camera So I, you know, big shout out to everybody that tuned in, liked, commented on the links, and shared everything that we were doing tonight. Big shout out to Alvarez family. Y'all got a young man amongst y'all that's going to do some big things, and he's going to represent y'all well. Big shout out to Jeffrey Famous for taking the time out to come here to Monsters Radio Live and doing an interview with us. I hope you're still not listening. Go to bed, boy. You got school in the morning. We want to get education and do what you do. You dig? So while we brag about how we know you, you know what I mean? You'll represent everybody well. So don't forget, you can always check out the archives of any of our shows. We got some great interviews behind us. We got, let's see, AK from Do or Die. We got The Game from way back in the day. We got The Real Frank Lucas. Let's see, Yuck Mouth. There's so many great interviews that we got. Rich Lowe, Billionaire Rob, Senna. I could keep going on and on. Flex Capone, so many more. I even interviewed myself. It is what it is. Don't judge me. Pray for me. So this right here is a request. I saved it to the end. They requested in the beginning, but I saved it to the end. Coming in off of Twitter, big shout out to y'all. Monster salute. So this is what I'm going to spend on my way up out of here. Peace, y'all. Have a good night. And remember, it's a Monday night. There's probably something going on in the Twin Cities, because I'm telling y'all, around here, it be bumping. So remember, if you go out tonight, you're probably going to freeze. But in between that, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your
come on.
I need you for the ratings tomorrow.
Oops.
Peace.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my play. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? You dig?